Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara is continuing to explain the Mishnah mentioned on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalad Amid Beis, Machlikus Beishamim Beishil, whether or not one can be Mechalel, Slon of Kesef of Maaser Sheni unto Din Rezov. Beishamim held Layasa Odom Slon Din Rezov. One cannot be Mechalel, Slon of Kesef of Maaser Sheni unto Din Rezov. The Gemara brought a machlokes of Yechonah Mishlokish. Chad Omad machlokes Beishamim Beis Hillel is dafka by Kesef unto Zov, because the Zov klapi the Kesef is considered a peri. One cannot be Mechal the Kesef of Maaser Sheni Olov. Mashen Kain, when it comes to Mechal the peris of Maaser Sheni, there the Zov would have a loch of a tiva, and one can be Mechal peris of Maaser Sheni unto Din Rezov. Vechad Omad afilu peris al Din Rezov, also there's a machlokes. There also the Zov is not considered a tiva, and therefore one cannot be Mechal the peris of Maaser Sheni unto Din Rezov. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to stayim the Yechon who the Amay Mechalel. Let us say, bring a raya that Reb Yechon is the one who holds one cannot be Mechalel Peris of Maaser Sheni unto Din Rezov. The Amay Reb Yechon also lulva is Dina Bedina. Reb Yechon said, remember that it's also to lend a Dina Bedina. Just like we had Halacha mentioned on the Afmemdal Amid Bey, that it's also to lend Sob Esau. That's a Mechsik Ribis. If one lends Sob Esau, being that the Sob may go up in value, it looks like Ribis. So too, Reb Yechon says, also lulva is Dina Bedina. And the Gemara asks, Demai, what is Reb Yechon referring to? What is this dina that he's referring to? Ilei medina shal kesef, medina shal kesef. If he's referring to our avav kesef, legabe nafshei mi'ikul amandema leftiv havi. Is there anyone who would hold that a dina shal kesef klape itself does not have a loch of a tiva? Even if you will say that kesef klape zov, the kesef is considered the peri klape zov, like the yaldusei de Rebbe, afilu achi was poshut to the Gemara that kesef legabe itself is considered a tiva, and it would for sure be mutter to lend a dina shal kesef, a dina shal kesef. There would not be any issa of sa b'sah, being that the kesef has a halacha of a tiva. Ela pshita would be referring to a dina shal zav, a dina shal zav. The Gemara is saying that when Reb Yechonon said, also love is dina b'dina, akachach is referring to a dina shal zav, a dina shal zav. And over there, Reb Yechonon held a dina shal zav, even legabi itself, has a halacha of a peri and will not have a halacha of a tiva, and therefore would be also to lend a dina b'dina, just like it's also to lend sa b'sah. And this Gemara requires explanation. What's the chiluk that by Adina Shal Kesef, by Bedina Shal Kesef, it was poshut to the Gemara that everyone must hold the Gabi Navshei Mi'ikul about the Amba Lav Tiva Havi, that a Kochach Kesef Klapi itself has to be a Tiva? Yeah, when it comes to Zov, in the Mandyama that Zov Klapi Kesef, the Zov is considered a Peri Klapi Kesef, there the Gemara was able to have it said that by Zov, it's a peri, even Klapi itself, not only Klapi Kesef, but Afilu Klapi other Peris, the Zov would have a locha of a Peri, and not of a tiva. What's the chiluk between kesef and zav? Why can't we say also by kesef that the kesef by legabi itself is considered a peri and not considered a tiva? There are two mahalchim in the Gemara to explain this chiluk between kesef and zav. The Tosfos Rosh in our sugya explains, being that over here we're not dealing with a regular ribbis deraisa, the issa of lending sav b'sav is not the normal interest the Torah asked. The regular case of ribbis deraisa is when one lends money and as a schar for this that he's lending the money, he's charging an interest that as a schar of the tono that the money is staying by the loiva has to pay an interest back. But over there, that's a case when he's paying for the aganota, that's ribbis deraisa. Masha ein kein, on our case of sob is sob, one is not paying for this that he's leaving the money by the loiva. It's just a chash that maybe when he borrowed the sa'o will go up in value. When he pays back something, the sa'o, greater in value than the shast of the avo, over there it looks like ribbis, but that's only a mechzik ribbis and it's not a ribbis deraisa. Therefore, the Tosfos Rosh explains in our sugi when we're dealing with kesef, where everybody looks at kesef as a tivla, even if the halacha would be that kesef legabe zov, the kesef is considered a peri, when people look at kesef, they look at it as a tivla. It's a normal currency that everybody uses. The standard currency, the common currency, is kesef. Therefore, people look at kesef as a tivla. They don't see this halva of kesef for kesef as a sal b'sal. They won't confuse it with a ribbis deraisa. Mashenki, when it comes to zov, if the halacha would be that zov klapei kesef, the Zav is a loch of a peri, over there we can say there's an issa to lend it because people won't look at it as the regular currency. They don't look at it as a tiva. And if the loch is that it's a peri, people will confuse it with a sa b'sa. They will confuse it with a ribbis deraisa, and therefore we ask it with the din of avo sa b'sa. The Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz. The Pnei Yeshua explains the chiluk in kesef and zav is what's the chesaron of why the kesef and why the zav would be considered a peri. In the case of kesef, the kesef is considered a peri, not mitzat any chesaron in the kesef itself. The kesef itself is charifi and has a certain chashivas, and therefore really should be considered a tiva. The reason why we said that kesef is considered a peri is because the zov is more choshev than the kesef. It's not a chesaron in the etzem kesef, it's this, the klape zov, the kesef has a chesaron that the zov is more choshev. Therefore, the kesef klape zov is considered a peri and not considered a tiva. Therefore, it was pashut to the Gemara that when we're dealing with kesef by itself and not klape zov, there's no reason for us to say that kesef would be considered a peri and not a tiva. It's pashut, kesef could be considered a tiva, there is no chesaron mitzad kesef. Mashenki, when it comes to zov, this that zov klape kesef and beyond the omer that the zov is considered the peri, the chesaron is mitzad the etzem zov. The kesef is more charifi than the zov. Zov is not charifi enough to be considered a tiva. So being that the chesaron is mitzad the zov itself, it's mitzad this that the zov is not charifi enough, that's why we said the zov is not a tiva, only a peri klape kesef. Over there, the Gemara could have it said that the zov was considered a peri, and in mail, the Gemara would say that there's an issa to lend it, dina bedina, because that's also included in the issa zov b'sov, being that the zov, klape itself, also has a lach of a peri. The kit of the two ma'achim is the fida toises or rosh. The chiluk between zov and kesef is that by kesef, nobody would confuse it with ribbis deraisa, because everybody looks at it as a tiva, so therefore there's no chash of a mechzik ribbis. And according to the Pnei Yeshua, the chiluk between kesef and zov is that by kesef, the chesaron is not mitzad the kesef itself, it's only chesaron klape zov. So therefore it's pashat that by itself is considered a tiva. Mashenke, when it comes to zov, where the chesaron is by itself, it's not charifi enough, over there the gemara would be a peri, even klape itself, and it would be included in the issa of zov b'sov. L'chayre comes out though, l'fi the Pnei Yeshua, a grace of chiddush. L'fi the Pnei Yeshua is learning that the kesef klape the zov, at this step of the gemara held, even if we would say the kesef is the peri and the zov is the tiva, afilo achi kesef klapi itself is considered a tiva, and still the Gemara held there is no issa to lend it of the issa sa b'sa. Even though we're going to say that when the kesef goes up in value, klapi zov, we look at it as the kesef went up in value, not any change in value in the zov. So therefore, really he's paying back more than what he lent. Afilo achi, the Gemara held, being that the kesef klapi itself is a tiva, there is no issa of lending sa b'sa. We don't say he's paying back more than what he borrowed. And the explanation of this would be, is that being that this halva was done in kesef, and kesef by itself is a tiva, we could say that this halva only looks at the kesef as the currency, and it doesn't look bechlal at this, that it's any change in value klape zov. Being that the halva was done in kesef, and kesef by itself is a lach of a tiva, we could consider the standard of this halva to be kesef, and only see any change in value klape kesef. We don't have to look to see if there was any change in value klape zov. And being that the kesef by itself can never change in value, the kesef would be the standard, there is no issa to lend it sov b'sov. Now this chiddush is only mevor lefi the Pnei Yeshua, where the Pnei Yeshua said, even though the kesef is considered a peri klape zov, afilo achi by itself, it has a din of a tiva, therefore there is no issa of sov b'sov. Mashenkin lefi the Tais Rosh, who explained this, that by kesef we have no issa to lend it sov b'sov, is because being that the whole issa is a mechzik ribbis, by kesef we have no such chash, people will not confuse it with ribbis, we wouldn't have to say this chiddush that even though the kesef changes the value, afilo achi, there is no issa to lend it sov b'sov. The Gemara is mamshich, and the Gemara answers, lo'olam eimelecha Rabbi Yochanan hu de'amar mechal linon. Really we can say Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that zov legabi itself is a tiva, and one can be mechal peiris of ma'aser sheni on the din rezov, because the din rezov have a loch of a tiva. And this that Rabbi Yochanan said, also lulva is dina bedina, is a special shash, shani alva, that by alva we say, even though the zov normally is considered a tiva, still over here we consider it a peira. Kivin tlin yemekach umemka, that klape kesef, we said, the zov has a loch of a peira, and the zov is what goes up and down in value, klape the kesef. The kesef stays as a steady value, and the zov is what's changing in value, klape the kesef. And people might confuse this that the zov is considered a peri klape kesef with the nyone alva and think that zov is considered a peri and it's alva asa b'sah. So therefore the rabbanon asa the alva of zov, dina bedinar, agzeira otu, the people shouldn't get mixed up and think that it's really alva asa b'sah mixed up with the ribbis deraisa. So otu the chshash of ribbis deraisa, the rabbanon asa also the alva of a zov, bedina bedinar. Regarding this chshash of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Rabbanim v'cheshish, people are going to confuse mekach u'memka, this that klape kesef, it's a peira with inyane avor, and therefore they asa the avor of dina shel zov b'zov, there's a machlikus of rishonim whether or not it applies to kesef also. Tosfos in the Ve'maschil v'shani avor, Tosfos says that once the Gemara is mechadish to us, that really the Zav is considered a tiva by itself, and afilu hachi, it's asr to lend it dina b'dina, we could have really answered that we're dealing with a dina kesef, and we're going a libet de beis hillel, that a dina kesef klape Zav, the dina kesef is the peiri, and the Zav is the tiva. We're going to feed that sheet in the Gemara, that the kesef is considered the peiri klape Zav. And even though the Gemara earlier had said that there is no man the Omer, that kesef should be asr to be loive dina b'dina, because kesef is for sure a tiva by itself, now the Gemara is mechadish that v'choish atu mekachu memka, we could say even kesef, agam it's a tiva, filu hochi, we aser it with a chshash that people might get confused, being that kesef legabe zov is considered a peri and the zov is the tiva, and the kesef changes in value. People will think now that hu adim b'negei avo, the kesef is a peri, and therefore the Rabbanan said one cannot lend the dina shal kesef b'dina shal kesef, because it's a chshash of the issa sabasa, people will confuse it with ribbis deiraisa. The Taisa Rosh explains kifishi tasai, that being that over here the entire issa is only a mechsika ribbis, we're not dealing with a regular ribbis deiraisa, it's not a aganota, it's not money being paid for this that he's leaving and lending money, he's getting a schar or aganota for this that he's lending the money. Only over here we're talking a chshash that maybe it went up in value, and if it goes up in value it just looks like a ribbis. And being that by kesef everybody understands it to be a tiva, because it's the common currency that everybody uses, therefore nobody will think that this is a avo asa b'sa. So mele by kesef there is no chshash, even if the kesef would be a peyre klape zav, there's no chshash of asa b'sa, because people don't think that it's a peyre. People always think that it's a tiva. And with this he explains, that's why the Gemara over here only has a chshash by zav, that people will get confused and think that even though the zav is a tiva, they'll think that it's a peyre. And mele the rabbanan asked it the gzeiro to mecha chumemka. Mashenkin by kesef, people always think that a kesef is considered a tiva. And even though the kesef changes the value of klape zav, people won't get confused and they'll know that the kesef by itself is considered a tiva, and therefore there is no iser to lend it, sa'ar b'sah. The Gemara brings another raya that zav legavi itself is considered a tiva, and one can be mechalo ma'aser sheni onto dinrei zav. From a braisa, payr itzel mimois ma'aser sheni, one can mechalo the kesef of ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes, and there's machlokes beishamim beisil, and exactly how one is mechalo the kesef of ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes. B'shami holds b'chala sela mois, and b'shil holds b'shekel kesef and b'shekel mois. So the Morbing Zerai, if we see according to B'shami, one can mechal kesef ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes, kol shekein one can mechal kesef ma'aser sheni onto zov. And the Gemara answers, there's no raya, because shani priti ba'asr desagin charifi, that nechoshes in a place where it's accepted, it's more charif than zov, and therefore even though we see from the Braisa that one can mechal kesef ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes, there's no raya that one can mechal onto zov. In the last year, we mentioned the machlokes in the Rishonim, when one is exchanging Zav and Nechoshes, what's the halacha, which one's considered the peira, which one's considered the tiva. The Shita of Tosfos says that Zav klapei Nechoshes, the Nechoshes is considered the tiva, and the Zav is considered the peiri. And Tosfos brought a raya from this that the Gemara to have made even the klapei kesef Nechoshes, maybe should be considered the tiva, being that it's charifi. So even though the Gemara's kamashmal is that the kesef is considered the tiva, but akoponim Zav, legabe nechoshes, the nechoshes is considered the tiva, and the zav is considered the peiri. And the sheet of the Rosh, he argued on Tosis, and he held that zav klapei nechoshes, the zav is considered the tiva, and the nechoshes is considered the peiri, being that the zav is more chashev, therefore the zav has the halacha of the tiva. L'chaiva, according to the sheet of the Rosh, it's difficult to understand this Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that when it comes to ma'aser sheni, one can mechal kesef ma'aser sheni onto nechoshes, and we say the nechoshes is considered a tiva b'negei ma'aser sheni, that one can mechal onto it. And even so, one cannot be mechal the kesef of ma'aser sheni onto zav, because the zav is considered a peri. So we see when it comes to ma'aser sheni, the nechoshes is considered more of a tiva than zav. So l'chayv, it's a raya that zav nechoshes is more of a tiva than zav, and to come out, one is exchanging zav and nechoshes, the halacha should be like places that the nechoshes should have the halacha of the tiva, and the zav should have the halacha of the peri. The Ritva answers that even though we say Zav will gabi nechoshes, the Zav is the halacha of the tiva and the nechoshes is the halacha of the peiri, still when it comes to ma'aser sheni befrat, we would say that nechoshes is more of a reason we can mechal onto ma'aser sheni than Zav. And he explains the reason is because the tafkid of ma'aser sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat. And being that the tachlis of ma'aser sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat, and it's easier to spend the nechoshes than it is to spend the Zav, so even though in B'negei HaMekach HaMemka, we'll say that Zav is more of a tiva, it's considered more of a standard than the Chayshas. When it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, where the Tafkid is to bring to Shalayim to spend, Dir Charifi plays a larger role. And of a Dir Charifi is the Kaveh of whether or not it's a tiva or a Peri. And being that the Chayshas is more Charifi than Zav, even though it wouldn't play a role B'negei HaMekach HaMemka, When it comes to Maaseh Sheni, the Charif is a svar to say it should be more of a tiver than Zav, and even if one cannot be Mechal, the Peiris of Maaseh Sheni onto Zav, he would still be able to Mechal the Kesef or Peiris of Maaseh Sheni onto Nechoshes, being that it's Charifi Tvei. The Torah Chaim says a different Teretz. He wants to say a Teretz for the Rosh, that even though we say B'negeh Mekach U'Memkar, the halacha is that Zav klapi Nechoshes, the Zav is considered the Tiva, and the Nechoshes is considered the Peri. When it comes to Maaseh Sheni, we would still say the Nechoshes is more of a Tiva than the Zav. One can Mechalel the Peris of Maaseh Sheni onto Nechoshes, even if you cannot Mechalel the Peris of Maaseh Sheni onto Zav. And he explains the reason why we say by Nechoshes it's considered a Peri Klape Zav when it comes to Mekach Memka is because we judge the whole world as a whole. When we come to Mekach Memka, we judge the world B'chol Yusuf, we judge everything together, and being that some places Nechoshes is not accepted, it's only B'asrid, the Sagi, that's in the Charifi, it's only a place where it's accepted, the Gemara says, there it's Charifi, but there are some places that Nechoshes is not accepted at all. So being that there are places that it's not accepted at all, when it comes to Mekach Memka, when we're judging the whole world, over there we'll say the Zav is more of a Tiva than Nechoshes, being that it's more Choshev. Mashenki, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, where the Tafkid of the Maaseh Sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim, to Mechal it, and eat it in Yerushalayim. Being that in Yerushalayim, Nechoshes is accepted, so therefore we don't have to judge from the whole world whether or not Nechoshes is accepted all over, and being that there are places where it's not accepted, that makes it less of a Tiva. Being that in Yerushalayim it's accepted, and again, Maaseh Sheni, we only judge with Yerushalayim itself. And if Nechoshes is accepted over here, and over here it's Charifi Tvei, there it's a Svar, it should be considered a Tiva, and we don't say, being that there are places that it's not accepted, there's a reason to make the Zav in the Tiva. So therefore, when it comes to Mekach Memka, where we're judging the whole world together, the Zav is considered the Tiva more than the Nechoshes. Mashenke, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, where we're bringing it to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, the Nechoshes is accepted over there, the Charifi of the Nechoshes plays a larger role, and therefore we say, one can Mechal the Kesef and the Peiris of Maaseh Sheni onto Nechoshes, even if you cannot Mechal it onto Zav. Al Kopanim, we have two Terutzim for the Rosh, why even though the Rosh holds that Zav clapping Nechoshes, the Zav is more of a Tiva than Nechoshes, Afilachi, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, even on the tzad that one cannot be Mechal the Peiris of Maaseh Sheni onto Zav, still the Gemara holds he would be able to Mechal the Peiris of Maaseh Sheni onto Nechoshes, either like the Ritzvah, because Maaseh Sheni, being that the Tachlis is eating Yerushalayim, Charifi plays a larger role, or like we said, B'Shem the Torah Chayim, that only by Mekach Memka we have to judge with the entire world. Mashenka, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, we only have to judge with Yerushalayim by itself. And being that Nechoshes is accepted in Yerushalayim, therefore Nechoshes, because it's Charifi, is considered more of a Tiva than Zav, one can Mechal Peris Maaseh Sheni Alav. There is another Mahalach Ayin and Rishash for another Teretz for the Shita of the Rosh. In explaining this, that the Gemara is being Medame Maaseh Sheni to Mekach Memka, that the Chil of Maaseh Sheni is the same Halacha of Tiva and Pei, whatever is considered a Tiva for Chil of Maaseh Sheni would be considered a Tiva, but again, Mekach Memka. Until now, we're explaining with the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos that the Gemara just holds it's the same halacha. Whatever is considered a tiva over here would be considered a tiva over there. If we see, and again, by Sheni, Zav is considered a tiva, they'll be right to Mekach Memka to the Shiloh of Yaduse the Rebbe or Zeknuse the Rebbe. The Ramban and the Machames has another mahalach in explaining the Gemara's Dimyon, and with this, he answers some of the questions we discussed thus far in this year. The Ramban explains this that the Gemara is being Medame, Chil Maaseh Sheni to Mekach Memka. Is this a chash? If we would say that Zav is a peri and the Zav changes in value, if one is going to be Mechal, the Kesef of Maaseh Sheni onto Zav, and the Zav is going to go down in value, Klape Kesef, when he comes to Yerushalayim, he's not going to be able to use the Zav itself to buy the food. The Zav, a dinar of a Zav is too large of a coin to spend directly on to the food that he wants to buy to eat Pektushas Maaseh Sheni. He's going to have to Mechalel the Zav that he has onto Kesef and then use the Kesef to buy the food that he wants to eat Pektushas Maaseh Sheni. And if the Zav went down in value, it's going to come out of Hefzid for Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is going to end up losing out, being that the Zav that one was originally Mechalad on went down in value. So therefore, the Gemara holds one cannot be Mechal Kesef on the Zav if Zav is a Peri, because of this Chash that the Zav may go down in value and bring a Hefzid to Maaseh Sheni. Therefore, the Gemara held Dafke, if the Zav is considered a Tiv and the Zav doesn't change in value, then we could say one can Mechal the Kesef of Maaseh Sheni a love. Because then there's no chash that we're going to come to the Hefzid, being that the Zav doesn't change the value. The Zav is the standard. Mele wonki machal the kesef Maaseh Sheni alav. Mash enkein if in linyan mekach u'memkar the Zav is considered a peri, then we have the chash that Maaseh Sheni is going to be bali the Hefzid. The Mele, lefi the Ramban, he explains the two questions that we asked in the Gemara. This that the Gemara on top of the Amud held that it's dafke b'negei Zav, the Gemara is at sad, one cannot be machal Maaseh Sheni alav if it's a peri. But by Kesef, the Gemara says, Lagabi Nafshe, Mikal Man Diamar Laftiv Avi. The Gemara doesn't even have a half a minute that we could say, one cannot be Michal Maisheni on Kesef. Dr. Amban, Vihim, it's good. Being that by Kesef, we have no shash that Maisheni is going to be Bali Dehav Sid, because one could take the Kesef Maisheni itself and bring it directly to Shalayim and spend it on the food that he's going to eat, Pektushas Maisheni. So therefore, there's no chash. I feel if the kesef is a peri and the kesef changes in value, there's no chash that the kesef is going to be, the ma'aser sheni is going to be bali dehefsed. So therefore, the Gemara held that even if the kesef is considered a peri, one can machalal the ma'aser sheni a love, and there is no chash of that we have by zav that if the zav be a peri, one can't be machalal a love because ma'aser sheni is going to be bali dehefsed. Also, the Ramban explains that's why by nechoshes the Gemara holds that being that the nechoshes is charifi, one can machalal the kesef ma'aser sheni a love. Even though the nechoshes could have a lach of a peri, still, being that nechoshes is something, one is a smaller coin, and one can bring it to Yerushalayim and spend it directly on the food that he's going to be eating, Bektushas Ma'aser Sheni, therefore there's no chash that Ma'aser Sheni is going to come and they have sid, because he's not re-transferring the money back into to Kesef. So even if the nechoshes went down in value, he's not. We don't assume he's going to be re-machal the nechoshes onto anything except for the food he's eating, Bektushas Ma'aser Sheni. So being that there's no chash that Ma'aser Sheni is going to come today, any hefsid, therefore the Gemara holds to his pashit that one can be machal on the nechoshes, being that it's charifi tvei, one can be machal on Ma'aser Sheni love, even though he can't be machal on the zav, because the zav is a peri and the zav is changing in value, and the Ma'aser Sheni is going to come today, hefsid. There is a third mahalach in the Rishonim in explaining why the Gemara brings chilon peris Ma'aser Sheni onto zav, and as mashma, the Gemara is being medame, if this that I can be machal peris Ma'aser Sheni onto zav, because zav is a tivah, would be the same shayla of whether or not b'negei mekach or memka, zav is a loch of a tivah, a peri, and that's the sheet of the Baal Amor in explaining the das of Ephai Goin. Ephai Goin has a machlokes with the Rif. The Rif paskins our Gemara, he comes out lamaskona that zav by itself is a loch of a tivah. And the Rif explains his psak, because being the maskana, the Gemara brings the Lishna Achrina in what the Machlokes of Yechon Rishlokesh is in going on the Machlokes Beishami and Beisilel, is the Machlokes Beishami and Beisilel was what Beishami was choshesh that one cannot be Mechal, Peris Ma'aser Sheni onto Zov, because we have a chash of Shema Yisha, Peris of Ali Esav. Sometimes he's going to save his Peris in his Aliyah in order to have enough Peris from year to year. After a few years, he'll have enough to fill up a Dina Shazov, and then he'll be able to bring the Dina Shazov to Yerushalayim. And Mesila says, no, we're not choshesh that one is going to be Masha Peresa Bali Yosef. And then the Machlokes of Yechon and Rishlokesh is, in this chash of Shem Yisha Bali Yosef, is the Machlokes Dafka by Kesef on the Zav, is the Machlokes Afilo on Peres on the Zav also, because Peres rat, so therefore maybe we can Mechalik with Timi Mechalik Peres on the Zav and Mechalik Kesef on the Zav. Well, the Kuli Alma Zav itself is Allah of Tivan, there's no problem, but Etzim, aside for this chash, there's no problem Medina being Mechalik Peres Meister Sheni on the Zav. So therefore, the Maskana Sagamara is that Zav is considered a Tivah. Memel, the Rif Paskins, that Zav is considered a Tivah by itself. And Hu Adim HaMekach HaMemka also, we say Zav by itself as a Loch of a Tivah. The Rif that brings the Shita of Rav Haigoyin, the Rav Haigoyin Paskin, that Zav by itself is considered a Peiro, Ben Egei HaMekach HaMemka, we do not consider Zav a Tivah. And the Shaila is, how is Rav Haigoyin Paskining, the Maskana, the Lishna Achrin of the Gemara came out that Zav is considered a tivah, not considered a peira, so why is he passing b'negei mekach memka that zav should be considered a peira, not considered a tivah? Tosis in our sugya divi amascha v'shani alva, being Rabbeinu Chananu who quotes Rav Haigoyin that zav is considered peira l'chol mili, and Tosis explains shitas Rav Haigoyin is shemba b'meir amayram ayazav yotze b'itza. Maybe b'meir amayram zav used to be easily spent; it was a currency people used to buy things, and therefore that's why the Gemara held that zav is a loch of a tivah, not a peira. But b'zman hazeh, that zav is not usually used as a currency and people don't use it to buy things, therefore, if Haigoyin was passing for his days, zav is a loch of peira, not a loch of a tivah. Tosis mahalach is a shtickel of doichik, to say that if Haigoyin was only saying it for his days without telling you, and not being me'ah me'ron, the pashtis, the psak of if Haigoyin was going, he's passing our sugya that the maskana is, zav is considered peira and not considered a tivah. The Baal Amor explained Shittas of Haigoyin, that Haigoyin held the Gemara was never comparing Peris Ma'aser Sheni to Mekach HaMemkar. Avad b'negei Peris Ma'aser Sheni, the Maskonas HaGemara is that Zav is considered a Tivah, not considered a Peira. But the Gemara was just bringing the Sugya of Ma'aser Sheni, because the Sugya of Ma'aser Sheni is similar to our Sugya, so following the Sugya of Mekach HaMemkar, whether or not Zav is considered a Tivah or Zav is considered a Peira, the Gemara then brings b'negei Ma'aser Sheni, whether or not Zav is a Loch of a Tivah or Zav is a Loch of a Peira. But the two things are not similar, b'chlal. And when it comes to to mekach u'memkar, zov es halacha v'peira klapei kesef, being that kesef is charifi tfei, when it comes to mekach u'memkar, charifi plays a role, and therefore we say kesef is considered a tiva, and zov is considered the peira. But when it comes to ma'ase sheni, b'negei achilul ma'ase sheni, avada wonki mechal, bein ante kesef, bein ante zov, the Baal Amor says, because the Gemara brings a drosha, libi de beis hillel, kesef riba, that when marbe, all types of coins, wonki mechal, peiris ma'ase sheni on, Sai kibi ikimachal onto kesef and sai onto zov. And the only shayla is when one wants mechal kesef onto zov. So then the shayla is if the zov is alach of a tiva or not. Then there he paskin that zov tak as alach of a tiva. Being that it's more choshev. And again, maise sheni, we could say that one can mechal kesef shah maise sheni onto zov because the zov would have alach of a tiva. But this is all in your maise sheni after the ribi of kesef, kesef riba, timar, but all types of coins. And then you want to know kesef to zov, which one's considered the tiva, which one's considered the peira. When it comes to Mekach HaMemkar, it's not totally Bechlal and Harry Paskar Meister Sheni, which is totally in Chashivus. When it comes to Mekach HaMemkar, it's totally in Charifus, and therefore by Kesef, which is Charifi Tvei, the Kesef is a halacha of Tivah and the Zobad of halacha of a Peira, and the Gemara just being it as a follow-up of the Sugya, a similar Sugya to our Sugya of Mekach HaMemkar, but the Radha, they're not going to be totally Ha-Baha. Bekitzit, to summarize the three Mahalchim in the Gemara in explaining the Gemara's Dimyan between Chil Maisa Sheni onto Zov and Mekach HaMemkar. The Mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos is that the Gemara just being Medame, if whatever the Gdorim of Tiva are, and again Mekach HaMemkar, it's the same Gdorim by Maisa Sheni. So if we find that Maisa Sheni, it's considered a Tiva, who adim ben again Mekach HaMemkar, also we would say the Zov is considered a Tiva. And if we find Maisa Sheni, it's a Peira, who adim ben again Mekach HaMemkar, we would assume that the Zov is considered a Peira. We spoke that Lefi Rashi and Tosfos, there are a few kashas in the sugya. The Gemara assumes that kesef by itself is for sure considered a tiva, and we don't say even if kesef klapei zov is considered a peira afilu hachi, we would say kesef by itself is considered a tiva, even though by zov the Gemara has a nidin of whether or not zov by itself is considered a tiva or zov by itself is considered a peira. If zov klapei kesef is a peira, still kesef is different. We said to Malchim, the Tais Sarosh and the Pnei Yeshua, the Tais Sarosh said it's because of what the Gemara is discussing, a chshash of sa b'sa, that it's mechsi keribis. When it comes to kesef, there is no mechsi keribis, being that kesef, everybody sees it as a tiva, so nobody thinks that this looks like ribis. And the Pnei Yeshua said, because kesef, the reason why it's a peira, is not a chesorim mitzad itself, or rather, the kesef itself could be a tiva, it's only because it's not as choshev klapei zov. Mashenki, when it comes to zov, the chesorim is mitzad itself, it's be'etzem, not a chorif, or therefore over there, the Gemara is a shayla, whether or not zov by itself is considered a tiva or considered a peira. We also discussed the fee, Rashi and Tosfos Mahalach. You have to explain, according to the Rosh, why the Gemara by Nechoshes assumes that one can Mechalel Kesef Maiser Sheni onto Nechoshes, or Peris Maiser Sheni onto Nechoshes, if Zov is more of a Tiva than the Nechoshes, and the Gemara is holding at this point that we cannot be Mechalel Peris Maiser Sheni onto Zov. Why is it that when it comes to Nechoshes, the Gemara assumes it's a Tiva and one can Mechalel Peris Maiser Sheni alav? We said to Mahalchim, the Teres Chaim, and the Ritva, Lefi the Ritva, it's because being that the Kesef Ma'aseh Sheni, the Tafkid is to bring it to Yerushalayim, to spend it to eat, therefore Charifi plays a larger role. And the Mahalach of the Teres Chaim was that Dafkid Menege Mekach HaMemka, we judge the whole world, therefore there's a Chesaron and a Chesh is not accepted all over. Mashenke, when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, we were only discussing Yerushalayim and a Chesh is accepted over there, even the Rosh's Maskim, the Chesh is more of a Tiva than Zov. Then we discussed the Mahalach of the Ramban. The Ramban's sheet in the sugi is that we're not saying there's a dimyan between Peiris Maiser Sheni and Mekach HaMemkar, rather they could be cholok. Only if we're going to say b'negei Mekach HaMemkar, the Zov is a lach of a pair and the Zov could change in value. We have a chashtim when one comes to Yerushalayim with the Zov and he wants to re-exchange it into Kesef, Maiser Sheni might be bullied, they have said. Therefore Chazal said one cannot be Mechalel Maiser Sheni onto Zov. Mashenke, when it comes to Kesef, there is no chash bechlal, being that the Kesef itself you could use in Yerushalayim to buy things. Mail, there's no chash that my shenu will be bullied. They have said, and that's why it's pashut to the Gemara. The one can mechal onto kesef. My shenu, when it comes to zov, it's dafke. If the zov is a tiva, one can mechal lalav, and not if the zov would be considered a peiri. And the third malach we mentioned is the malach of the Baal Amor, that the Gemara is not being the damer bechlal my shenu to mekach memka. The Gemara just being because the sugis are similar, but avada the two dinim could be choluk, and therefore the maskana that the Gemara comes out the fidel lishna achrina that zov is considered a tiva, but again my shenu, it could still be that the psak B'negei Mekach HaMemkar is that the Zov would be considered a peira and not be considered a tiva. And with that he explained the shita of the Rav Hai Goyin, who was chelik on the Rif. The Rif paskin the maskana that Zov is considered a tiva, being that the Lishna Achrina paskin is B'negei Maiser Sheni, the Zov is considered a tiva. And The Baal HaMor explains the feeder of Haigoin that the sugya is not totally al-Bahor, therefore if Haigoin paskind the maskana, even though when again by Shesheni, Zov is considered a tiva, afilu hachi, when it comes to Mecca Chomemka, Zov is considered a peira, afilu benegea, other peiras, we always considered Zov a peira and not a tiva. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a machlokes itmar Rav Levi chadama matpeh nasa chalipin vechadama ein matpeh nasa chalipin. A machlokes amayrom if a matpeh for coin can be used to create the kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara explains my time of mandama ein matpeh nasa chalipin. Why can a coin not be used to create the kinyan of chalipin? Zok the Gemara mishum the daite atzorta. When one receives a coin, his das and what he's receiving is on the tzura, which is on the coin, not on the etzem coin, the etzem metal that he's receiving. His das is on the tzura, what the coin represents, the value that the coin represents. And being that his daita is atzorta, atzorta avida de betela, the coin is avida de betela, memela, one cannot use a coin for the kinyan of chalipin. What is the chesaron mentioned in our Gemara that one cannot use a coin for the kinyan of chalipin because daita atzorta, atzorta avida de betela is a machlokes of rishonim? Rashi in the Vermas Komish in the Daite Atzorta explains, being that a person's das is on the tzura on the coin, and the coin is avida de betela, because the melech can be paisel and gozel of tzura acheris, he can put out a new coin and say this coin is no longer functions as a coin, as the currency of this kingdom. Memela, the coin is considered a dover sheinim misuyim. The Gemara in Dafim Zayinim at Aleph brings a Joshua. The Pasuk by Kinyan of Chalipin mentions that what was used is a nal, shlaf ish nal, even osan le'ayu. Zok the Gemara, one can only use for the Kinyan of Chalipin dumya denal, it has to be similar to a shoe. My nal is a davar mesuyim. I've called davar mesuyim just like a nal. A shoe is a davar mesuyim, which Rashi explains is a davar shalem. It's a whole complete thing. Only so too one can only use for chalipin complete objects. He can only use a davar shalem. He cannot use a davar sheinim mesuyim. So Rashi, being that a coin is daite atzorta, when a person receives the coin, his das is not on the etzem coin that he's receiving. His daite atzorta, his das is not what the coin represents. This that it represents a currency, it represents a value. Therefore, then the atzurta is avida de betela, the melech can be poisel the currency and make it cease to be the currency for this kingdom and put out a new coin. The melech is considered a dover shein muslim, if the atzurta is considered a dover that's not complete, and therefore one cannot use a coin for the kinyan of chalipin. It's nismait from the josh of nal, man nal dover muslim, I've called dover muslim, and a coin is not considered a dover muslim. The Rishonim ask on Rashi if the chesaron why one cannot use a coin to create the kinyan of chalipin is because it's a dover shein muslim. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis says, just like we say, a matbea cannot be used to create the kinyan of a chalipin. Hu adin, a matbea is not nikna ba chalipin. The Gemara says one cannot be koine coins with the kinyan of chalipin, just like he cannot use a coin to create the kinyan to be koine a different chayfetz. He cannot be koine the coins, I day this that he's machle for chayfetz in exchange for the coins. If the chesaron is that it's a dovish and a mesuyim, that's only a chesaron and the chayfetz being used, they use the nal to create the kinyan of chalipin. How can the Gemara say matbeah is not nikna b'chalipin? Why would the coin be considered a dover sheinim mesuyim? He's using a chayfetz, a suda, to be kind of the coins. What chesaron of dover sheinim mesuyim is there in this that he's being kind of coins with the kinyan of chalipin? To answer this question, the Machne Ephraim is mechadish a grace of chiddush. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Chalipin Siman Gimel says the Peshitas Rashi, not only one cannot use a dover sheinim mesuyim to create the kinyan of chalipin, Dumya de Nal, just like a Nal is a Dover Mesuyim, so too only a Dover Mesuyim can create the Kinyan of Chalipin. A Dover Shein Mesuyim cannot be used to create the Kinyan of Chalipin. But Rashi holds, Hu Adin, one cannot be Koine Chafetim Shein Mesuyim, Aide the Kinyan of Chalipin. One cannot use the Kinyan of Chalipin to be Koine something which is Ein Mesuyim. Memele Zak Rashi, just like one cannot use a coin to create the Kinyan of Chalipin, because a coin is a Dover Shein Mesuyim, Hu Adin, one cannot be Koine Mois through the Kinyan of Chalipin. He cannot use the Kinyan of Chalipin to be Koine Matbeah. Being that it's daita atzorta and it's a dovish and a mesuyim, one cannot be koine aide the kinyan of chalipin, he can't be koine mois, because one cannot be used the kinyan of chalipin to be koine dovish and a mesuyim. And the machnefayim is a grace of chiddush, the pashtas al gemara, the droshan of memzayin amad aleph, that darshins one can only use a dover dumi denal to create the kinyan of chalipin, is a droshan what keli can be used to create the kinyan of chalipin. Just like Bayaz and Rus, they used a nal to create the kinyan of chalipin, shnaf ish nal levinosan le'ayu. Dumya de nal, hu adin, one can only use a dover mesuyim to create the kinyan of chalipin. But the chayre, there's no svar to say one can only be koine a dover mesuyim, I did the kinyan of chalipin, and not a dover sheinim mesuyim. What chilek is there in the chayfetz that one is being koine, whether that it's a dover mesuyim or a dover sheinim mesuyim? According to the Machne Ephraim, one has to say it's exeris akosta, the Torah was memayit, a dover sheinim mesuyim is not included in the parsha of chalipin at all. And it's exeris akosiv that the kinyan of chalipin is dafkan chafetzim ha-musuyamin. Sai mitzad what one can be used to create the kinyan, and sai what one is being koine, it can only be koine a chafetz ha-musuyam. There's a miyut in the pasuk that one cannot be koine a chafetz ha-musuyam with the kinyan of chalipin. Akopana the Rishonim have a kasha on Rashi. If Rashi holds that Daita Atzot of Atzot Avida de Betelo is because the Dovish and the Mesuyim, which we dafka that a Matpeh cannot be used to create the Kinyan of Chalipin, why is it that a Matpeh is not nicknamed the Kinyan of Chalipin? Memel the Rishonim, the Amban, the Rajbun, the Muki Yosef, they learn the Gemara, this that the Gemara says Daita Atzot of Atzot Avida de Betelo is being that a coin represents a value. When people are accepting the coin, they don't accept it for the etzem value of the coin itself, what the metal itself that they're receiving is worth. It's only what the value represents. There's a currency, the value that this coin represents. We look at the coin like a shtar. The coin is a shtar representing a certain value that a person can get, but he's not receiving the etzem chayfetz itself. When it comes to the kinyan of chalipin, one can only be used something that has a etzem dika value. He can only be used something that has an intrinsic value. When he receives it, he knows what he's receiving is the etzem value of the chayfetz itself. One cannot use a shtar to create the kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara said, just like one cannot use a shtar to create the kinyan of chalipin, who didn't one cannot use a coin, being that it's daite atzorta, when the one receiving it doesn't have das for the etzem value of the metal of the coin itself, his das is what the value that the coin represents, the currency, what this coin is accepted for as a value, what people usually accept this for. Memela, one cannot use a coin to create the kinyan of chalipin, because tzorta avida de betela, it's not a be'etzem dika value, one cannot use something that doesn't have a be'etzem dika value to create the kinyan of chalipin. And therefore the Rishonim explained, just like one cannot use a coin to create the kinyan of a chalipin, because a coin is not a be'etzem dika value, it's a shtar on the value which is accepted for who adin, one cannot be coins, one cannot be kinyan matbeya with the kinyan of chalipin. The kinyan of chalipin is only on chafetzim that have be'etzem dika value. We're making an exchange, we're exchanging two chafetzim, one has to have the chafetz itself in front of you in order to exchange it. One cannot make an exchange, a kinyan of chalipin on a shtar. What the shtar is representing cannot be included in the kinyan of chalipin. Who adin, one cannot be a koina matbeya with the kinyan of chalipin, being that the coin itself, one is not using it for its be'etzem dika value. What the way one looks at a coin is what the value that it represents. It's like a shtar on that other value. One cannot be koina coin with the kinyan of chalipin. Akapon we have a machlekes of Rishonim, how to understand our Gemara. The Gemara says that it's daita atzorta v'tzorta avida de betela. Rashi explains that daita atzorta v'tzorta avida de betela means it's a davish ena mesuyim, and one cannot use a davish ena mesuyim to create the kinyan of chalipin. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Muki Yosef explain daita atzorta v'tzorta avida de betela. It's not a be'etzem dika shavius. One is not accepting the coin for its etzem shavius. He accepts the coin for the shavius which it represents. Being that he accepts it for the shavus which it represents, it's like a shtar, and one cannot use a shtar to create the kinyan of chalipin. Who adin, one cannot be koiner a shtar with the kinyan of chalipin, and one cannot be koiner mois with the kinyan of chalipin. The Gemara continues with a raya from our Mishnah to the Machlokes Rav Levi. Tnan, it says in our Mishnah, Azov koiner sa kesef, the Meshichas Azov is koiner the kesef. So the Gemara, are we not discussing a kinyan of chalipin? So we see the matbea shalzov can be used to create the kinyan of chalipin. We see matbea's nasa chalipin. So the Gemara, no, the Mishnah is not discussing the kinyan of chalipin. The Mishnah is discussing bedamim. The Mishnah is discussing the meshichas hazav is mechayiv the bal hazav, the bal hakesef to give the kesef back in exchange for the zav. We're not discussing a kinyan on the kesef. We're discussing a schayvis that's created to give this kesef back in exchange for this that he was meshich the zav. And the Gemara says hachanami mistaver that we're discussing damim. We're not discussing a kinyan chalipin. The Mishnah says our kesef ain't a kinyan hazav. The meshichas hakesef is not kinyan the zav. If we're discussing a Torah's chalipin, why should the kesef not be koine the chal dezov? If matbeah is not a chalipin, the meshichas hakesef should be koine the zov. Just like zov koine sa kesef, a kesef should be koine sa zov. Elamai, we're discussing damim, and only the meshichas haperis creates a schayvis on the damim, but the meshichas hamois doesn't create a schayvis on the peris, and therefore a zov koine sa kesef, but a kesef ain't a koine sa zov. Taisis in Divya Maschem, I love Bachalipin, asks, what was the harmony of the Gemara to explain how Mishnah is discussing a kinyan chalipin? The Mishnah says, Azov koines hakesef, hakesef ain't a koines azov. If Azov koines hakesef means the kinyan of chalipin, what was the happening to explain hakesef ain't a koines azov? If Mois is nasa chalipin, why would the Meshichas hakesef not be koines azov, just like Azov is koines hakesef? And Tosis answers, the happening of the Gemara learned, the Mishnah was discussing two things. Azov koines hakesef, bein betaris chalipin, if one gave the Zov betaris chalipin, it's koines hakesef a kinyan gomer. Bein b'tayus damim, if one gave the zav to create a schayvis on the kesef, the nesinas the meshichas hazav creates a schayvis on the kesef that the bal kesef now is to give the kesef in return for the zav he received. But the Mishnah is discussing two kinyanim, that's why the Mishnah uses the lashon of kaina. And in the seif of the Mishnah, a kesef in a kainis hazav, the Mishnah was not discussing the kinyan chalipin because the matpeh is nasa chalipin. The seif of the Mishnah was only discussing the tayus damim, if one gave the kesef to create a schayvis on the zav, being that the kesef is the tiv and the zav is the peiro. The Meshichas HaKesef is not Mechayivis Azov. But the Reish of the Mishnah was discussing two Kinyanim, Bein B'Tayris Chalip and Bein B'Tayris Dam, and therefore the Mishnah used the Lashon of Koinet to Miramis to both Kinyanim being included, Bein B'Tayris Chalip and Bein B'Tayris Dam, and the Seif of the Mishnah of HaKesef and HaKoinet Azov was only discussing the Tayris Dam and not B'Tayris Chalipin. The Ramban answers Tosfos Kasha, what was the Hamin of the Gemara to say, Hazov Koines HaKesef is discussing a Kinyan of Chalipin, and the Ramban explains the Havamina is Dafka Zov Koines HaKesef, only a Matpeh Shazov can be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin. But the Gemara in the Havamina held the Matpeh Shakesef cannot be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin. And the Ramban explains, being that the Gemara is Svar, why a Matpeh cannot be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin is because Daita Atzurta Vetzurta Avida de Betela. The Havin of the Gemara is Mechalik. Dafka by Kesef is a Svar of Daita Atzurta Vetzurta Avida de Betela. Being that a kesef is charif, it's an easily used currency, and people accept this and use all over kesef as the amount of money the value represents. That's the coin that people normally use. Therefore, kesef, we say, daita atzorta v'tzorta avid de betel l'kuli alma. Even the mandem matbeh nasa chalipin, it's dafka matbeh shalzov, which is not so charif. But by matbeh shal kesef, kuli alma moide is daita atzorta v'tzorta avid de betel. But the mandem matbeh nasa chalipin knows by zov, which is not so charif, over there we don't say the svara of daita atzorta v'tzorta avid de betel. And therefore, the Havin of the Gemara understood that Zov Kainas Akesef, a Matpeh Shazov, can be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin. But Akesef ain't a Kainas Azov, by Kesef, the Kuli Alma, one cannot use a Matpeh Shakesef for the Kinyan of Chalipin, because Daita Tzorta Betzorta Avida de Betela. And the Ramban is going to Shitasai, the Fishitas Rashi, that the Chasan of Daita Tzorta Betzorta Avida de Betela is because it's a Dovashain and Mesuyim, there's no Makam Lachalak between Zov and Kesef. Bein Zav and Bein Kesef have a chasaron of Daita Atzurta Betzurta Avida de Betela. Matpeh is considered a Dovashain and Mesuyim. But Mela, according to Rashi, would be Shver Tosfos Kasha. Rashi would have to answer like Tosfos Teretz that the Havin of the Gemara understood the Mishnah was discussing two Kinyanim, Bein Betaris Chalipin and Bein Betaris Damim. Mashegin, the Ramban Lashitasai, the Ramban learns the chasaron of Daita Atzurta Betzurta Avida de Betela is because a person accepts the coin, al das what the coin represents, not the etzim, the kashavis of the coin, and it's like a shtar, and a shtar cannot be used for the Kinyan of Chalipin. Over there, there's a makom lechalak between a matpeh shel zov and a matpeh shel kesef, and the havin of the Gemara held dafka matpeh shel kesef one cannot use for the kinyan of chalipin because daita atzurta v'tzurta avida de betela. Mashekin a matpeh shel zov, there's no chesaron of daita atzurta. Memela, one can use a coin shel zov to create the kinyan of chalipin. Azov koines hakesef, hakesef ain't a koines azov. The Gemara continues on this day. We asked from the Mishnah, Azov Koines HaKesef is Mashmetz Koines B'Chalipin, and the Gemara answered that the Mishnah is not referring to a Kinyan B'Chalipin, only it's referring to a Schaivis Adomim. When one is Moshech to Zov, he's Mechaif to give the Kesef. And the Gemara asks, how can we say we are not discussing the Kinyan of Chalipin, we are discussing a Toyas Domim? The Braisa says, Azov Koines HaKesef Keitzat, if he's Moshech as Azov, it's Nikna HaKesef V'Chol Mokim Shehu. If you are discussing a Kinyan Chalipin, then it makes sense the Loshon of Nikna HaKesef B'chol Mokum Shehu. But if you are discussing it as Chayvus, if we are discussing that the Baal HaKesef is Nischayv to give the Kesef because he was Moshech the Zov of the Baal HaZov, what does it mean Nikna HaKesef B'chol Mokum Shehu? And the Gemara brings the Teretz of Ravashi, Lo'ilam B'dom, we are discussing a Teretz Dom, and not a Kinyan of Chalipin. And what do we mean when we say B'chol Mokum Shehu is K'moy Shehu? Kida Omale, when one is Moshech to Zov and he's Nischayev to give the Kesef, he has to give the Kesef the way he promised it. I Omale Me'arni Kechadosh, if he promised to give the Kesef from an Arni Kechadosh, from a new purse of money, he's Mechayev to give an Arni Kechadosh and he can't give an Arni Kechadosh. And if he promised to give an Arni Kechadosh, if he promised to give an old purse of money, older coins, he cannot give the newer coins. He has to give exactly what he promised, either an Arni Kechadosh or an Arni Kechadosh, and that's what the Braisa means when it says Nikna Kesef V'chol Mokim Shehu. It means K'moy Shehu, the way he promised, that's the way he's Nischayev to give it. Nimukhi Yosef in Asugya speaks out as Lavdavka by Mois, who are then when one is Moshech HaChevitz and he promises to give Chitin Chadoshim, he has to give Davka Chitin Chadoshim, and if he promises Chitin Yeshonim, he has to give Davka Chitin Yeshonim, he has to give like he promised. When a person is Moshech HaChevitz and he promises a specific type of Chevitz in return, he has to give like he promised. That's the Aloch of an Asugya, that if he says Arniki Chadosha, he has to give Davkin Arniki Chadosha, and if he says Arniki Yeshon, he has to give Davkin Arniki Yeshon. The Ktsois HaChoshin in Simen Reish Gimel, Siv Katan Dalet, brings B'Shem to Chumas Sakri. He asks a Kashan and Muki Yosef from the Ran in the Perak HaSeiches, a Poil in Avodah Zarah. The Ran over there brings Aloch, that one who hires a Poil and he makes a tonight to give the wages of the Poil to pay his employer a Kor Chitin. Or he says Kor Chitin Stam or Kor Chitin Zeh. He's not mechuyev to give him Chitin, even though the employer promised to give his employee his schar. He promised to give him his wages in Chitin. He promised to give him dafka wheat. If the employer wants, he can give him any shavah kesef. Also, he does not have to give dafka the way he promised. In fact, the Chumash Akri, my shnodim, Yosef is telling us in our sugi, when one promised to give Chitin Chadoshim, he has to give dafka Chitin Chadoshim. And if he promised to give Chitin Yeshonim, he has to give dafka Chitin Yeshonim. When one is Moshech HaChevitz, he has to give exactly what he promised, and he cannot give Shavah Kesef Kekesef to give something else which is the same value of the thing that he promised. Maishno, when one is being Moshech HaChevitz, he has to give exactly how he promised, and when it comes to somebody who hires a worker, and he promises to give him chitin chadoshim, he promises to give him the chitin yeshanim, he promises chitin bechlal, he doesn't even have to give him chitin. He can give him shava kesef and say this is the same value as the chitin, he should go buy the chitin himself. What's the chilk in the Mashiachas HaChefetz, where you have to give as you promised, and when it comes to Aseches HaPoyel, he doesn't have to give as he promised. Over there we say shava kesef ke kesef. The Ktzois answers the kasha of the Chumash HaKri is cholik the case of the Mashiach of the Chefetz and Aseches HaPoyel, when one is hiring a worker. The Mishnah tells us Hazov koines HaKesef and HaKesef ain't a koines Hazov. When one is Moshech the Peira, then that's Mechayev the Tiva. When one is Moshech the Tiva, it's not Mechayev the Peira. So the Ktzois we see from this, it's Dafkun when one is Moshech the Peira, that then he's Neschayev to give Kemoshech Mechayev the Anaki Chadosh or the Anaki Yeshana. But when the entire Mashiach, the entire Nesina that was given was a Tiva, he gave Mois, in such a case there is no Eschayv to give the Chayfetz Kemoshech to give an Arniki Chadosh or an Arniki Yeshana. When one hires a worker, the worker works for his employer, he's giving him a mois. The work that he gives him is considered a mois, it's not considered a payra. Being that the worker did not give the employer a chayfetz, he did not give him a payra. What he gave him is the same as a tiva. He gave him his work, which we consider to be like a mois. We look at it like a tiva. Therefore, it's not mechayev the arniki chadosh, it's not mechayev the arniki yeshana. It's dafka meshichas ha-payra that's mechayev the arniki chadosh or the arniki yeshana. Aseches HaPoyel, the wages, the work that he did is not considered a payra, being that we don't look at it that the employee gave his employer a payra. We look at a kilo, we gave him a tiva, because the work is considered a tiva, then mele it's not mechayev the employer to give exactly how he promised, and he could even give a shava kesef kesef. The gav is not neschayev to give the arniki chadosh or the arniki yeshana. The Eben Ha'ozul and Reb Naftali are matmiya on this teretz of the Ktzois HaChoshen. This that we say hazov koines akesef and akesef ain't a koines hazov, that but when one is moishich the moish, he does not have to give the arniki chadosh or the arniki yeshon, is not because one doesn't have to give as he promised when he's mechayiv himself to give a specific chayfetz. Hazov koines akesef is dafka meshichas hapeyus creates this chayvus, that that's mechayiv es akesef. Hakesef ain't a koines hazov, the meshichas hamoish does not create any chayvus at all. There's no chayvus created like day the meshichas hamoish. Therefore, he doesn't have to give the Arniki Chadosh or the Arniki Yeshon, and not because he doesn't have to give what he promised, because he wasn't Nischaif to give anything Bechlal. Meshichas HaMois doesn't create an Nischaifis. And Shenkin, by the case of Aseches HaPoyel, when one hires a worker and the worker does his work, there's a Nischaifis created on the one who hired him to pay the worker him for his work. Being that he promised to pay him for his work, the work that he does creates an Nischaifis. But Makom that's creating an Nischaifis, we never find when one did something that creates an Nischaifis that he's only mechuyev to give a shava kesef and doesn't have to give how he promised. Just like we find by Meshichas Hazov, when the Meshichas Hazov creates an Nischaifis to give back the kesef, he has to give back as he promised. And Arniki Chadosh and Arniki Yeshana, why should Aseches HaPoyel be any different? Being that the work creates an Nischaifis, it creates an Nischaifis on the one who hired him to pay for this that he did work for him, so who didn't she create the Nischaifis to give Dafkan Arniki Chadosh or Dafkan Arniki Yeshana? It's ain't a daimit to what the Ktzois is medamit to, the Meshichas HaKesef is ain't a kindness azov. Meshichas HaKesef doesn't create a schaivis bechlal. Over here, the worker does creates a schaivis, so why shouldn't it be mechayvim to give dafka like he promised? If he promised chitin, he should have to give dafka chitin. And if, just like in our sugi, when he promised aniki chadosh, you have to give dafka an aniki chadosh. Reb Naftali says a different mahalach to miyashiv the stira between the Ran and the Mukiyosef. This that the Mukiyosef says in our sugya, when one promises to give chitin chadoshim, he has to give dafke chitin chadoshim. When he promises chitin yeshanim, he has to give dafke chitin yeshanim. And I feel achi we find by aseiches hapoyel, one could even give shava kesef. He doesn't have to actually give what he promised. He can give shava kesef ke kesef also. And the Mukiyosef explained that cholak this chayvus that's created when one is moishich the azov kainis hakesef. And the case of Aseches HaPoyel, when one does work for his employer, that's mechayev the employer to pay him. By Azov Koines HaKesef, the Eschayvus being created is a Eschayvus on the Pisak HaMekach. But Etzim, there was a Dibur, they spoke out a deal. The Baal Azov said he's going to give the Zov in exchange for the Kesef, and the Baal HaKesef said he's going to give the Kesef in exchange for the Zov. They want to make an exchange of Kesef and Zov. In such a case, there's Diburim speaking out that one has to give the Kesef and the other one has to give the Zov. The Meshichas HaZov is the Gemar on the Pisak HaMekach. This that is Moshech the Zov creates a Gemar on the Pisak HaMekach, and now the Diburim, the words they spoke out, are now Mechayev each other. And being that the words they spoke out is that he's going to give Zov, and he's going to give an Arniki Chadosha, the Baal HaKesef is Neschayev to give an Arniki Chadosha. And if the Baal HaKesef said he's going to give an Arniki Yeshana, he's now Neschayev to give an Arniki Yeshana. The Meshichas HaZov is Goymer the Pisak HaMekach, it's Goymer the Diburim that they spoke out, and that's Mechayev each one to give as he promised, and therefore whatever he spoke out he has to give, Dafkan Arniki Chadosha, Dafkan Arniki Yeshana. There's no deal being spoken out. It's not a deal between the two of them that the work that he does is a gemara on the pisuk of what they made up. This that he gives him the work, he gave him something, he does work for him, that's mechayiv, the employer to pay him for his work. The nesina itself, that he gave him the work, that's what's being mechayiv him. It's not a gemara on any pisuk on any diburim, it's not being mechayiv any diburim they spoke out. It's this that he gave him the work, he told him to work for him, and he did the work. The nesina of the work itself is mechayiv, the employer to pay him the money. Being that the eschayivus is being created by this, that he gave him the work, there is no eschayivus to give him as he promised. He can give even a shava kesef also, as long as he gives him the shavius of what he worked, that's the eschayivus that was created, and the shava kesef also is considered a kesef, and he's not eschayiv to give exactly what he promised in arniki chadosh or in arniki yeshana. Memela zakterah, he can give afilu, if he promised him chitin, he can give him shava kesef, as long as he gives him the amount that he could buy the chitin with, that's also good enough. That's considered that he paid his wages, he paid the shavius for the work that he did for him. Akaponim, we have the aloch and our sugyo that when one promises to give an arniki chadosha, the meshichas hazov is mechayim to give dafkin arniki chadosha. If he promised an arniki yeshana, it's mechayim dafkin arniki yeshana. The Chumash Akri asked Maishna and our sugyo b'mechayim to give dafkin arniki chadosha and arniki yeshana. And the Ran paskins by seichas apel and he promised to give him chitin, he doesn't have to give dafkin chitin. Afilu if he gives him shavah kesef, he's also yetzes chiyav giving chitin. Why is a worker different than one who's meshichas hazov? The Ktzoyis answer that Seichas HaPoel is considered the Sinas HaMoyis. It's like Meshichas HaKesef, that HaKesef Zeyna Koynes HaZov. And the Achreinu HaMatmiya, Seichas HaPoel, the work he does, that's Mechayiv, the employer to pay him. So over there it's Mestavish, Mechayiv, to give an Arniki Chadosh or an Arniki Yeshana. Mashenkin HaKesef, Zeyna Koynes HaZov. It's Bechlal, not Mechayiv, the Zov. There is no Kinyan or Eschayiv is being made Bechlal. So what's the Dimyum between Meshichas HaKesef to the case of Seichas HaPoel? We said over the Teretz of Reb Naftali is Mechalik between Meshichas HaZov, which is Koynes HaKesef. From Meshichas HaZov, which is Koynes HaKesef, over there he's been going with a piece of Kamekach, and if it's Mechayiv, all the boom, and if he promised Narniki Chadosh, he has to give Dafkin Narniki Chadosh, if he promised Narniki Yashana, he has to give Dafkin Narniki Yashana. Mashaykin HaSeichas HaPoel, when one hires a worker, it's not a Gemara on a piece of Kamekach, it's not a being going with any Diburim, and therefore he's not Mechayiv his Diburim, it's in the Sinas of the work. When he gives him the work, it's Kilu, he gave him something, and that's Mechayiv to pay him for the Shavis of the work. And being that he's paying for the Shabbos to work, I feel the Shabbos Kesef is considered a Kesef also.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.